The left conflates guns and violence, gun violence, in order to make it appear that the two are joined, suggesting that without guns you wouldn't have violence, or at least much less of it. Leftists go so far to say such ridiculous things like violence is not a crime problem. This is from two Berkeley researchers, Zimmering and Hawkins, who appear to believe simply the presence of guns leads to deadly violence. A far greater proportion of Los Angeles homicides grow out of arguments and other social encounters between acquaintances than of robbery and rape, they wrote. ZNH seemed to assert that if it were not for guns, Los Angeles gangbangers wouldn't kill each other. Violence is not a crime problem. Absurd. Their finding actually demonstrates that guns are not the cause of violence, as we all know, but the pair assert the presence of guns leads to homicide. Research shows that 20% of gun deaths are homicides involving young men from 15 to 34. Are we to believe that without guns, this demographic would be less violent? How does it matter how one is killed or maimed if the result's the same? I don't think one's death is any different if it comes by bullet or by some other means, such as strangulation, stabbing, poisoning, or any of a very long list of a means of killing. One is still dead. If violence erupts from frictional social encounters or just plain criminal activity, why would it be good social policy to remove the one effective means an innocent person has to counter such deadly violence? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.